thrill and agony in the sports world now. First, some thrill from last night's baseball All-Star game.
When I got to the mound, I see both teams out of the dugout and cheering and applauding there. It was amazing.
The thrill of victory there for Mariano Rivera of the New York Yankees, who pitched a 3-up, 3-down eighth inning last night and brought 45,000 people to their feet to honor one of the truly unblemished and beloved people in sports. The American League won the All-Star game, by the way. As for the agony,
performance-enhancing drugs, whatever they are, affect the performance on the field. And that is not what this sport is about, or any sport should be about.
That's baseball commissioner, a definitely not unblemished and beloved person, Bud Selig, on the David Letterman Show this week, agonizingly trying to dodge tawdry allegations of more performance-enhancing drug use in baseball, the possibility of some very high-profile suspensions, including Yankee Alex Rodriguez. Baseball says suspensions in the latest doping scandal won't happen until next year, pending investigations. And there's a similar thrill and agony narrative stalking the world of Jamaican runners. Over the weekend, two more medal-winning Jamaican sprinters admitted to doping, bringing the total to 5. And that puts the spotlight on the fastest man in the world, Usain Bolt. Joining us now to talk about all this is Ellis Cashmore, professor of culture, media, and sport at Staffordshire University in the UK, author of Making Sense of Sports. Ellis, welcome.
Thanks, John. Glad to be there.
You know, it seems to me, looking at these Jamaican sprinters and Major League Baseball, that there's a sense of inevitability here about testing results or the results of investigations. I mean, is all this inevitable for baseball players and, dare I say, maybe even for, as far as we know, Mr. Squeaky Clean himself, Usain Bolt?
I think so, but be careful what you say, John. Usain Bolt is a clean athlete. He has never registered a negative test. I think you're getting confused with Tyson Gay, the American athlete, and Asafa Powell, who is one of a number of Jamaican athletes who have recorded positive dope tests in recent days. But nevertheless, your point is a strong one, and that is that it casts a shadow, not simply over athletics, track and field, and baseball, but cycling, swimming, really the whole kaleidoscope of sports across the world. And I think now there is no doubt about it that athletes have made it signally clear that they do intend to use performance-enhancing dope, no matter what. Year after year, we have additional penalties, ever more draconian laws against drug taking, and yet periodically, we see athletes, not just any old athletes, but the world's elite athletes who are cropping up and, if not confessing, saying, well, we can't figure out how this kind of untoward substance got in our system. And so they're putting their hands up. I think this is important, and you'll have to indulge me a second, John, but I don't think any athlete is consciously trying to cheat when they take dope. I think that they are trying to restore a level playing field. I think that they realize that doping is so widespread in whatever sport they're in that the only way to compete in sport at the elite level in the 21st century is to take some form of enhancing dope.
Okay, well then, given that, does that make it hard for someone like Usain Bolt, who has an unblemished record, but increasingly in our time, the idea of being clean and successful is more and more outlandish?
I think it is, and I think Bolt finds himself in the kind of position that Lance Armstrong would have been in 2003, 2005, around that era, that is utterly dominant in a sport where people are looking at so many other athletes and thinking, are they clean or are they on something? Now, Bolt is above that at the moment, and let's hope it remains that way, but I think he cannot help but escape a few inferences and suspicions, etc.
Ellis Cashmore is professor of culture, media, and sport at Staffordshire University in the UK and the author of Making Sense of Sports. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, John.